As a kid, you've definitely heard about famous inventions like the light bulb, the telephone, and the television. These have, without a doubt, made life easier and more entertaining. But there are a ton of other inventions that are often overlooked. These are some of the top inventions made by Black women. Number 1. Alice Parker. Invention: natural gas heating system. In the early 20th century, people relied on wood and coal to heat their homes. Alice Parker was an African American who came up with a revolutionary idea: a central heating system that uses natural gas. With it, people wouldn't have to go out, collect, and chop wood. It was convenient and produced enough heat for a home to get through the cold winters. It also reduced the risk of fires because there was no need for the fireplace to burn at night. On December 23, 1919, her invention, called the heating surface, received a patent, but it was never put into commercial production. Still, it plays a key role in the development of the heating systems we have today. Number 2. Marie Van Britten Brown. Invention: home security system. Marie Brown was a Black woman who invented the first closed-circuit television security system. In 1966, Marie, with the help of her husband, created a system that would help them see who is at the front door. She used a sliding camera, 4 peepholes, TV monitors, and 2-way microphones. This was the start of modern-day CCTV. Of course, the invention was much bulkier and took up more space than today's security systems, but it was such a renowned invention that it was recognized in the New York Times. Marie also got an award from the National Scientists Committee. Number 3. Sarah Elizabeth Goode. Invention: folding cabinet bed. In the late 1800s, apartments were very small units. People had limited space, and many couldn't fit the kind of furniture we use today. Goode wanted to offer people the convenience of everyday furniture without sacrificing too much living space. She invented space-saving furniture known as the folding cabinet bed. Her folding cabinet could be used as a desk. The desk also had a couple of compartments for stationery and writing supplies. This meant extra storage and more furniture. She received a patent for her invention on July 14, 1885. Goode was one of the first known Black women to receive a U.S. patent. This folding cabinet bed would go on to become the modern-day Murphy bed. Number 4. Patricia Bath. Invention: laser phaco. Dr. Bath changed the face of medicine. She was a laser scientist and ophthalmologist. In 1986, she invented a new technique and device for cataract surgery called laser phaco. This method helped remove cataracts, which are a major cause of blindness. This invention harnessed laser technology. It created a more precise and less painful cataract treatment. Dr. Bath was the first Black woman doctor to get a patent in the medical field, which is a mostly male-dominated industry. She also holds patents in Europe, Canada, and Japan. Number 5. Miriam E. Benjamin. Invention: gong and signal chair for hotels. In 1888, Miriam Benjamin received a patent for a chair that would decrease the expenses of hotels by reducing the number of attendants and waiters. The goal was to add comfort and convenience for guests. It would remove the need to call and hand clap to get the necessary services. Here is how her invention worked. There was a button on the back of the chair. After pressing it, it would send a signal to a waiter. A light on the chair would stay on to notify the waiter of which guest needs assistance. This invention is the predecessor of the modern-day airplane signaling system for stewardesses. Number 6. Marjorie Joyner. Invention: permanent hair weave machine and scalp protector. Marjorie Joyner was an African-American businesswoman and beautician. She was known for creating a new device for curling hair. At the time, Black women were using hot curling irons to style their hair, but it took a very long time, and women could only use one iron at a time. To speed up the hair waving process, she created a device that used multiple rods hung above the client's head. These rods then roll a couple of sections of the hair at once. It heats the hair and creates a hairstyle that it can hold for days. In 1928, Joyner received a patent for her invention. Salons quickly started using it. A year later, she also received a patent for a scalp protector. Number 7. Sarah Boone. Invention: the ironing board. Sarah Boone wasn't the first person to invent an ironing board, but was the first woman to create an improvement to the ironing board. In the 1800s, people would heat irons on a fire or a stove. They would then cover a table with a thick cloth, usually a kitchen table. Those who could afford it would prop an ironing board. At the time, ironing boards were bulky and wide. Boone's improved ironing board was designed to be effective for ironing ladies' garments and sleeves. It was curved, narrow, and reversible. This made it easy to iron sleeves on both sides. Number 8. Ellen Eglin. Invention: clothes wringer. Ellen Eglin was an African-American inventor who revolutionized the chore of laundry. She created a clothes wringer that would help wash and dry clothes faster. In the 1800s, laundry was backbreaking work. People would have to scrub clothes by hand, wring out the water, and hang them out to dry. Eglin decided to change things with a new device. The clothes wringer came with 2 wooden rollers. After washing and rinsing the clothes, people could feed the clothes into the wooden rollers and squeeze the water out. The wringer significantly reduced the washing process and the effort it took to do the laundry. Number Number 9. Linda D. Newman. Invention: hairbrush with synthetic bristles. In 1898, Linda Newman received a patent for her improved hairbrush design. Thanks to her experience as a hairdresser and black woman, she created a more practical, efficient, and affordable hairbrush. During that period, most hairbrushes were made of animal hair, but the bristles were too soft to handle thicker hair. Synthetic fibers were more durable and easier to work with. The brush had bristles that were evenly dispersed, including a compartment that would collect debris. With a simple push of a button, the user can clean the compartment. It was convenient, effective, and easier to manufacture. We've been lied to about who we truly are and our history all of our lives, which is how they keep us stuck and confused. But it's time to change the narrative and tell our own stories and history. That's exactly why we made our new ebook called The Root. It breaks down our real history, the traps that keep us stuck in the system, and how to become the best version of yourself. Click the link in our description to grab yours now for 75% off. Number 10. Bessie Blunt. Invention: feeding device for amputees. Blunt was one of the few black physical therapists at the time. During World War II, she realized that much of the equipment was inadequate, especially when it came to the treatment of veteran amputees. She taught patients innovative ways to use their feet. She also created a feeding device that would help patients eat comfortably and independently in a level or upright position. In 1951, Blunt received a patent for her apparatus, known as the portable receptacle support. Number 11. Mary Kenner. Invention: sanitary belt, attachment for wheelchair or walker, toilet paper holder, and mounted back massager and washer. Mary Kenner is the first black woman to have the most patents. She was born in 1912 and received a patent in 1957 for the sanitary belt. Although she originally invented the sanitary belt in the 1920s, she didn't have the funds for a patent. She later improved the product. The goal of her invention was to prevent menstrual blood from leaking on clothes. This was a common problem for ladies. In 1976, she also invented an attachment for a wheelchair or walker. It came with a soft pocket and a hard surface tray that could carry items. A couple of years later, in 1982, she invented the toilet paper holder. This product resembles much of the toilet paper holders we use today. Her last patent was for a mounted back massager and washer granted in 1987. All her inventions were aimed at improving convenience for users and quality of life. Countless modern-day conveniences come from the accomplishments of men, but many black women have also left a mark on history. Despite the numerous obstacles of sexism and racism, they created countless technologies, devices, and products that contributed to the way we use things today. Their innovations used commonly available tools and were bulkier than today's products, but they helped scientists revolutionize modern devices and improve quality of life. Which of these inventions is your favorite? Is there an invention you think deserves a spot on this list? Let us know in the comments section below. If you'd like to learn some more about black history that they never taught us in school, I highly recommend for you to click the video on the screen. It's an unbelievable story that you must hear. We'll see you over there.